Bruni Bruni. Website. https://brunibruni for mayor.wixsite.com/vote. Are you associated with or running as part of a slate? If so, which one? I am an independent. Do you live in the municipality where you are running, and if so, for how long? If not, what is your connection to that community? I have lived in Nanaimo on my boat on the Salish Sea for over 20 years. My great, great native grandmother came from the village of Saysetsun on Newcastle Island. Nanaimo is my ancestorial place. What is your occupation, and for how long? My senior pension is my only income and I live within my means. I will be 80 at the end of this year. I taught ballroom dancing for Arthur Murray's and retail fashions and design in Surrey with my mother. I sold real estate in Vancouver, Victoria, Parksville and Laskete. Tell us about your previous elected and/or community experience. I have participated in politics as an independent MP, MLA twice, councillor three times and mayor once before. I run because our political system is no lone gear serving the people and democracy is dead. Although I did not gain a seat, I did gain a voice for the poor people on the street and have become a community advocate of sorts. My activism has helped gain attention to sensitive areas like Linley Valley West, where I went to court against the developer and cost him a pretty penny. I played a big role in saving the Nanaimo downtown docks from being leased to an American cell phone magnate by gathering thousands of signatures and doing a boat blockade. However, the Port Authority have again privatized the docks and closed the needed bathrooms that were for the public. Why are you running? What's your motivation? My slogan on my sign says "Rock the boat," something that council does not want to do. As an elder in this village, I feel responsible to raise my voice against the atrocity of poor homeless citizens forced to exist without shelter or water while the mayor says okay to high-rise hotels. Green spaces in the city on unconceded native land have been gated. How dare they? Green space along sidewalks on new developments are being allotted to the developer. Trees cut down without reason. Cars and motorcycles roar through the downtown main street spewing poison emissions on people sitting outdoors. Every housing development must have rooftop gardens and communal space. More important than parking space for cars. Giving money in lieu of parkland that these residents will never see does not cut it. Armchair landlords and high profit in the land has made living for most unaffordable and essential in a democratic society. I believe I can move Nanaimo into a cleaner, greener, happier city. What are your top three issues? Facilitated campsites for poor homeless citizens on empty desiccated lands. With the way things are going, you could be next. Using army tents and donated RVs, it could come together in a flash. It's unfair to downtown business to have people urinating in the corners, and the first thing I would do as mayor is power wash the downtown street. Once the poor have shelter, the social and addiction people can move in with their help. There are many jobs available once a person can be cleaned up. Grow food big time, fig trees everywhere, high-tech solar greenhouses in every neighborhood. In these uncertain times of climate change, we cannot depend on the ferry to bring our food. Food is a top priority. Remove the cars on the downtown sweet spot, plant fig trees, put tables and chairs so people can happily socialize without being forced to breathe in deadly emissions. European countries are much more people-friendly. Cars are parked everywhere but no place for people to park themselves. Wake up, fossil fuel is killing us and electric cars take up too much space. Produce all of the toilet paper for the city, YAAA. May there be rooftop gardens on most buildings. What's your vision for your community in 25 years? Electric buses for timely stress-free travel with real bus stations with toilets and food vendors making commuting safe and happy social adventure. And dogs on the bus with their humans. No one living dirty on the street, so help me God. What's one big idea you have for your community? My pet idea, skateboard Nanaimo, a green tourist destination. I will then rest in peace, thank you.